Tess Zayimar Feshvin, Sunday the 13th of November, Rav Moshe Bonin Kraus. How and when should one prepare for Shabbos?
Good morning, Rabbi Isai.
Good morning.
Yeah. Shows in the Inyan, even though we're just holding on a Sunday, which is straight after Shabbos, this is something which happens midday Shavua, b'Shavua, Hachona for Shabbos. So, it starts on the Gemara. Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Tav Chafhei Amud Beis. It's the Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim V'Chamin Arvis Rishus V'Aniyayim HaMitzvah. Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim, washing one's hands, one's legs with warm water on Erev Shabbos is a Rishus V'Aniyayim HaMitzvah. And Gemara says it's actually a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? My mitzvah, the Omer Yehuda Omer Av, Kach Hoya Min Hogosh Levidra Ben Rabiloi. This was a minig of Rabbi Yehuda. What did he do? Erev Shabbos, Mevi'in Loi, Arev Omelei Achamin. They would bring him a bowl full of hot water. Veroiches Pranov, Yodov, Veraglov. Umisatev, Veyoshev, Besadinim, Amutsuyotzim, Vedoim, and Amalach Hashem Tzavokis. He would wash his Pranov, Yodov, Raglov, head, hands, and feet, wear his Shabbos clothes, and sit like Amalach Hashem Tzavokis. So it's a mitzvah. Now, what does it mean, mitzvah? What is this Nukudah mitzvah? So mitzvah is coming to exclude something. It's coming to exclude chayva. It means it's not a chayva, it's a mitzvah. What's the difference between a chayva and a mitzvah? So the Rishonim speak about it. It's brought down in the Dark of Moshe, and he brings from the Oizarua. He says in Siman Reish Samach Kosav Oizarua, the mitzvah lirchoitz velochuf roishabar Shabbos u'mekabel oleo scha im mekaimo aveloi nanish la'im loi mekaimo. The way it works is It's a mitzvah. If you do it, you get reward. If you don't do it, don't get punished. It's a hiddur mitzvah. It's a maila to do it. But it's not as if you don't do it, you get punished. But that's lemaisa what Chazal wants us to do. It's a mitzvah, and therefore it's a paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Sif Aleph. Mitzvah lirchoitz kol gufay. The mitzvah is to wash one whole body. If If you can't do kol gufa, you should do upon the other ragl b'chamin. Or mitzvah locha faroish, also to wash one's hair, or legalech at sipanayim b'erev Shabbos. And to clip one's nails, cut one's nails in erev Shabbos. And the Ramah adds on, v'im hoya saras or ishu gedoi lois mitzvah legalchon. And if his hair is long, he should cut his hair. So let's take one thing at a time. So, the first nekuda is, the Shacharuch tells us, Rechatchila Moshe did the whole body. Mitzvah, al kol adam, yirchus, erev Shabbos, lekovet Shabbos. And he efshe, yirchus, kol gufi, yirchus, ponev rakov. Rechatchila, this comes from the tour, Shachroch paskins it, Rechatchila, the whole body. So the Mephrashim asks, that Yerabba brings, that the question is, so why did Rebbe Loi, why did he not do this? If it's a hidden mitzvah to do kol gufi, why did he only do ponev yodav raglov? Why did he not do kol gufi? We say lechatchila kol gufa. Why did he not do this lechatchila? El Yerava, and he brings this kashman to Ravan. So Ravan says a teretz, and he says he didn't have a merchitz locally. They weren't like nowadays. You have everyone has their own bathroom and everything, shower. They have to go to the merchitz. They didn't have a local merchitz. As they like the Ravan, and Yerava says a doichik to say as apshat. It's very kasha. So I thought Aruch Hashulchan says very interesting. So the Gemara says in the Dorim that Rabbi Yehuda suffered from migraines. He used to have headaches. And he says, a person who suffers from headaches, it's not advisable to go to a merchitz. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That's why he didn't go to the merchitz, as we didn't call gufay. Perhaps because the heat, there wasn't those days, it was terrible heat in the merchitz, whatever, is something which is not advisable. That's why he only did upon of Yad of Arachna. Okay, that's just an interesting point. Now, what's the ideal time to do Hachonis for Shabbos? When is it? So Shchonoch says, Erev Shabbos. Now which part of Erev Shabbos do we mean? Which part? The Gemara in Nazir discusses that the dinim of Nazir, and it says that Avsholim was known as a Nazir Oilam. A Nazir forever. Not just 30 days, a Nazir Oilam. The Gemara discusses the din of a Nazir Oilam, when he can cut his hair, because the Nazir Oilam he's not mechuyav to have his whole life no hair, no haircut. So machlekes. So one says one man don't hold. He's allowed to have a haircut every erev Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara. But everybody cuts the hair in erev Shabbos. Seems the minhag then was people cut the hair every erev Shabbos. What's between him and anybody else? So the difference is as I. difference is that most people cut their hair in the morning. And the Nazir, because he's a Nazir, he has to wait till later on in the day. He has to wait till after Chatzos. That's the difference. Everybody else is Mitzafra, and he is Mipanya. Everybody does in the morning, he in the evening. What do we see from this Gemara? Say the Paskim, the Mashal, the Bach. They say, we see from this Gemara, that one can do the Achonas in the morning. It doesn't have to be after Chatzos. It can be done in the morning as well. That's what the Gemara says there. Everybody, normally, except for the Nazir, who's an exception, one can do the cutting the hair in the morning. So we can see from here that it's okay in the morning as well. That's brought down in the Poskim. The Bach brings from the Mashal, Loshon Mashal, Voidosh Vazal, and Oy Mitzvah the Safa the Kovid Shabbos, Vafilu Mitzafra the Erev Shabbos, Minkra the Liakra the Shabbos Kovid. Even if he does it in the morning, it's also recognized when he's doing it for the Kovid Shabbos. Aruch HaShulchan adds on, though, he says, that's Poshut, that Nechatchila, he says, it's even better to do after Chatzos. If a person has a choice before Chatzos, after Chatzos, preferably you should do after Chatzos. It's a minor. It is a minor. But if it's in any way difficult, then one's just as, one's Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Achon, in the morning as well. Now, what's about Thursday? Come and do it on Thursday. So we see from that Gemara in Nozi, the Gemara tells us, that has to be done on Friday. The Gemara says you can do it on the Friday morning, but not Thursday. Thursday is it's not recognizable, it's for Shabbos. What about Thursday night? Thursday night, after Nach, is already Shabbos. It's already Erev Shabbos, I mean. Come on, have a shower, or cut the nails, cut the hair, in the evening of Leil Shabbos. Has it got... So we're not talking about an Issa in any way. So if it's difficult to do it on Erev Shabbos, one can do it and Yom Hei. The Poskim can bring that if it's difficult, we can do it on Thursday. But if it's not difficult, and it's possible to do it on Thursday, and the person on Friday, then one should do it on Friday. The Magen Avraham brings a Gemara in Tanis, that the Anshe Hamamod were people who the whole week would be in Yerushalayim to represent Klal Yisrael with the Korbanos. And they couldn't cut their hair the whole week, or they were allowed to do it on Thursday. The whole week, there's like a yontif to them, they could do it on Thursday. So we see that even on Thursday, it's covered Shabbos. So the answer is, if it's possible to do it on Friday, one should. If it's difficult, one can do it on Thursday or Thursday night. Now,
why can't they do it Friday?
Pardon? Why can't they do it Friday? Oh, why can't they do it? Because he says that the Anshe Ma'amad, their job was to be in Yerushalayim and say Tehillim and they had to lie and they had a whole Seder the whole week. He says they didn't have time to do the Achonos for Shabbos till Friday. So it came Friday, it was so Torah, there was no time to do anything. They could do all their various Achonos, they could discuss cutting the hair, whatever, they could do it on Thursday. But if a person has a choice, and I say Paskin the Mishabura, for a Paskin, then... Simon Reish Samach in Sifkotin. He says Sifkotin.
Why are they Achonis more than anybody else's Erev Shabbos?
So a minute, I'll have a difference. We'll read this out the Lashon over here. Can't find it in this one. It's called Mikrov. He says, he said, Erev Shabbos, one minute, Erev Shabbos, who had the Machol Zev Erev? The Yom Chamish Eloi Ava Yakut Shabbos. It's not, you haven't got the maila. If you have your shower on Thursday, you haven't got that maila. Elim kin, e'ev shaloi lirchoit v'erev Shabbos, oz kol kamat the mikro v'shabbos tvei maile, v'chein yin nistapa. If it's difficult on, you haven't got time on Friday to have your haircut, it's short erev Shabbos, and it's only possible on Thursday, or it's difficult to have a shower. A lot of people are queuing up, whatever the reason is, so you can have it on Thursday. But otherwise, you do it on Friday. What did you ask for, David? No, he says. He says no. They were away from home. They were away from. No, they had to get. They had to do all the buying. In those days, the men went to buy the food. They couldn't do. They were busy in the Beis HaMikdash on Thursday. They couldn't go out and buy things and everything. The whole things they had to do. In any case, all the posts from the whole week, they had to sort out when they got home on Friday. They had no, it's busy. They couldn't do it. He says, it won't play him on Friday. It was impossible. So maybe they did it on Thursday. Okay, so what comes out from here, from all these various steers, is But we see that lechatchila, the Gemara tells us in Nozeh that people used to do it on Erev Shabbos morning. On the other hand, we do find that the Anshe Mayim did it on Thursday. So if we see from here that there's a lechatchila to do it on Friday. But if it's difficult, one should do it the nearer to Shabbos as possible, which means Thursday as opposed to Wednesday. They have a choice of having your haircut on Thursday or Wednesday, or having a Shabbos shower on Thursday as opposed to Wednesday. Better Thursday, the nearer one gets, or nearer one gets to Shabbos, the better. Now, we read out from the Shulchan Aruch also says to cut the nails. Now, it's mashmah from Shulchan Aruch that the cutting the nails should be done every week, because he says the Galeach Tzibraim Erev Shabbos. When it comes to the hair, it says if the hair is long, you do it, then you do it. It's mashmah from the nails, you do it every week. Now, this is a big chiddush. I mean, I don't know if people are makpi for this. I think they're not. I've asked around. People generally, as far as I know, are not makpi to cut the nails every single week. So, Megaad, the Chotapella. If you look in the Makoris, it's a Bish Yosef, Bishem the Kolboy. I read out the Makoris, it's Mamish, a Pliya, and I've Zogan Ayishu. Rosh Hashem, I came up with the Gavalta Gimetzia, which I think is Meyashiv, the Minigo Oilam. But just before we get to the terrace, that's first Red Lace the Kasha. Bish Yosef brings Kosef for Kolboy. The Kolbe writes, Torah Lizoy, the Taklachas of Nam, Chol Erev Shabbos. You have to cut your nails every Erev Shabbos. Now, that Makur of that is a Sefer Hasidim. Every Erev Shabbos. The Chayin calls for Sefer Chay Oilam. Now, what's Chay Oilam? It's not the type of the Sefer. Chay Oilam here means the Sefer Hayira Lerben Yoina. Sefer Hayira Ben Yoina, if you look inside, he brings down, it's in brackets actually, it seems to be a different Gesaurus, but that's the way it's put down by Yosef. Chol Erev Shabbos to cut the nails. And it's not just the Rebbe Yosef. The Brach brings from the Mashal, read up the Loshen. He says, can't find it in this one here. This is the other one. Read this. Loshen Mashal, the Yitol Tzirpon of Kol Erev Shabbos. Kol Erev Shabbos. That's a Brach b'shem the Mashal. So we have the Brach and the Mashal. The Prisha says the same thing. He says, he brings down this lotion, brings Kosovo Kobus of Shem Sefer Chai Oyem, she's all good of them, Chol Erev Shabbos. And it's all the posts can bring down, and it's also the Shlach Kodesh, the Shachra Chorav, Chol Erev Shabbos, and the Orach HaShulchan, Chol Erev Shabbos. Why are we not made? What?
Perhaps it depends how short you make.
So I spoke to my father about it, and he showed, he found that Ben Ish Chai speaks about it. Ben Ish Chai in Shana Shnia Pashas Lech Lecha says that if it's kosher, difficult to cut them, you don't need to cut them. Okay, which means if they're short, it's so short you can't get at them, then you don't have to cut them. Okay, but what happens if they are a relative length? You're just not holding by cutting it. It's, you end it every second week. So at Rosh Hashem, I found a Metzia in the Knesset HaGdoyla. Knesset HaGdoyla asks, it's one of the earlier poskim, the Magen Avraham very much brings the Knesset HaGdoyla. He asks the Kasha, because in his time, the Knesset HaGdoyla, they used to cut the hair every week. Every week. So he asks, what's the difference between the hair and the nails? Why is it the nails only every hair of Shabbos? And then the hair is only when it gets long. What's the pshat? What's the difference? So he says, I'll tell you the answer. Because in those days, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, they only used to cut the hair, nifrokim. He says, every half a year, race, they didn't used to cut the hair regularly. Mimela, there's no chil in Erev Shabbos. Ma she'ein kein zogdeh. Nowadays, they'll be cut the hair every week. You have to do Erev Shabbos. And it's like the nails, he says. Like the nails which you cut every week, maybe you have to do Erev Shabbos. So we see from this Nesder, Grace Yisod, he's learning Pshat. It's not chil stam to go around cutting. If in any case, the minute people in any case cut it out every week, like the hair cut every week in his time, or nails, it seems that the poskim used to, their minig was stam without Hilchah Shabbos, stam. People used to cut the nails every week. There used to be, or people used to do it. That's what he says, Knesset HaGdoyla. He says the nails were cut every week, and the hair only every half a year. So that's the answer. The ear pshat, the water covered Shabbos to cut the nails is, if in any case it's the nail cutting week, then you're supposed to cut it on Erev Shabbos. Instead of doing it on Thursday or Wednesday or something like that, you do it on Erev Shabbos, that's the covered. But it's not the pshat, they have to go, if you have to start cutting your nails, even if it's not the normal time. So the chayav get it is, that what's generally acceptable in society, what's called long nails, what's called unkempt. Is that the right word?
Yeah?
If it's unkempt, it's not, it doesn't look good, then a rabbi has to cut. But if it's the type of length which our friend in the society don't consider long, and it's not, it's acceptable, then it's not chiv to go on cutting. I'm saying you want to be makbid, but I'm just saying, people are not makbid, so I think that must be the answer. Noshim?
Yeah.
State and Shetha Poskim, but not Echad Mashgur brings Echad Noshim, Echad Noshim, Echad Noshim, all these DMs. Now, but Enoch Nam, also shaving, which one does every week, or more than every week, then it's a mitzvah to do every Erev Shabbos. And if one goes on holiday, yeah, it's not because we're on holiday, the Kovar Shabbos is not for a friend, Kovar Shabbos for Shabbat Malchasa. Just when I state, one Shabbos person goes on holiday, because the Kovar Shabbos is to be Mechabit Shabbos, the way one appears, the Shabbos is a Malchasa, the Rebbe Yishlom sees how one is. So I've had it's a mitzvah to shave on Erev Shabbos. I'm not getting to how to shave and Hilchas shaving. That's beyond the realms. There are no chiv to shave. But if you're a person who shaves, then you should do it takir lekovet Shabbos on the Erev Shabbos. Now, Mishpura brings and the Poskim bring down that Rabbi Yehuda Chosid writes in his Sefer Chasidim not to cut the hair and not to cut the nails. No, something else. Rather than starting off what he writes, he says not to cut the nails and the hair on Rosh Chodesh. As they state in Sefer Chasidim, Mishpura brings this down. Mishpura says, Yesh Mekoyim Shemakpidim. Yesh Mekoyim Shemakpidim. Now, what's the reason why I write Yesh Mekoyim Shemakpidim? It could be the pshat, because not everybody's choshesh for everything of Yehuda Chosid. And many things we don't do. It's interesting, some things we do, some things we don't. The things which are possible to bring down, people generally try to do. It's not a chiev, but people try to do it. Some things people are very worried about when it comes to the mechotonoshaft and the names and all these achlas, also Yehuda Chosid, all these things. The mechotonim, mechotanistas with the same name, and the shver, and the edim, Yehuda Chosid. Some things I was very worried about, some things not so much, but this is brought down in the poskim. So I saw, Shmuel Shabbos Kelchosa asks, Estira and Mishnah Berurah. Shmuel brings, in Hilchos Sfiras Ha'Oimer, you know there's two minhagim Sfiras Ha'Oimer, how one does Sfiras Ha'Oimer. Some do the first half, some do the second half. So Shmuel discusses about shaving, cutting the hair on Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyah. Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyah. So he says, those people who don't shave during the first half can't cut their hair. And what happens if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos? Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. No, Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. Shmuel says, the Poskim right was allowed to cut the hair, even if you keep the first part of the Omer, you have to cut your hair. Why? Because since there's a double Kedusha to the day, it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Shabbos, you can cut your hair on Erev Shabbos. Sounds a harmless Chiddush, but that's what he said. The problem with that is, if you work out the Chesedah Ibur, it's never Shaykh for Rosh Chodesh to fall, Rosh Chodesh fall on Shabbos, unless it's second day Rosh Chodesh. It can't work out because lo yibidu Pesach ol cheshbon. It has to be that it's second day Rosh Chodesh. Kum tais the Erev Shabbos is the first day Rosh Chodesh. So how can he say he brings that he can cut your hair on Erev Shabbos where the Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh? If the Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, then Friday is also Rosh Chodesh. That's why it has to work with Iya. So what's he saying here? Why is it? So that's a fact there. The Shmuel Shabbos Gachosa. What? No, he's talking nowadays. Shmuel Retach to uns. Yeah, the nice the teres in the chayra, it's a bit soft in the mishnah. The teres is the mishnah himself here brings it's yish makayim is shenayigin, yish makayim shenayigin. And the reason why it's yish makayim shenayigin, if you look in the Knesset Hagdola, he says that it could be you're allowed to cut the nails and the hair lekovet Shabbos, even if it's Rosh Chodesh, even though normally Rabbi Chosid says you don't do it. But the whole vat is some kind of sakana. If you do it in a covered mitzvah, you're cutting your hair on a Tuesday Rosh Chodesh, or cut your nails on a Wednesday Rosh Chodesh, then El Chadam, not to do it. If you're doing it the Torah Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Shem is a Leyed Adovara. So, says the Knesset Hagdola, says, Mistaba, there's no problem at all on Rosh Chodesh. Erev Chodesh, Erev Shabbos, no problem. He says, Knesset Hagdola writes, Ani no hakti ba'atz mi, that I didn't. That's the Chodesh, I'm sure brings Yishma Koymas, Shanoigim, because you can see that, you know, it's not such a clear zach. So maybe it's not there that in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh he's going, if you make a thing, if you're not choshesh, that means there is a mockum to be makel, even if you generally don't do giluach etc. on a Rosh Chodesh. But on Erev Shabbos, because of the mitzvah, that will protect the person. Nothing will happen to him. Shem is made a dovara. That will protect him. The mitzvah will protect him. So that's what Bechayr, why Mishabura was soysim over there, Lekula, because it was going with those Mechayimus who are not Makbid. Are not Makbid and don't mind cutting the hair, even if it's Rosh Chodesh, because of the Kovet Shabbos. So in Chanam, Erev Rosh Chodesh, yeah, it's also Rosh Chodesh, but it's Erev Shabbos, and doing the Kovet Mitzvah. That's Lekhoir the answer. But the Maisa, those come in the Maisa, that those people who are Makbid, that they don't cut the hair Erev Shabbos, if it's Rosh Chodesh, then they would not have the head of Rosh Chodesh. I mean, the person who keeps the first half of the Omer, and he comes Rosh Chodesh here, Chal v'Shabbos, and he looks at this Mishabura. Mishabura says he allowed to cut it on Erev Rosh Chodesh here when it falls on Shabbos. He can cut your hair on Friday. If a person generally doesn't cut his hair on Rosh Chodesh, even if it's Erev Shabbos, he shouldn't do that. Then he hasn't got the head down. And to say that he can do it on Thursday, yeah, we said earlier it's on Thursday. That's not mistab, because Thursday already we said is more remote from Shabbos. It's not mistab, but then the heter that Mishabura says over there applies to this. So that heter won't apply to such a person who doesn't cut on Erev Shabbos when it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, there's another thing which somebody, Rav Avadia mentioned this. This is it's brought down Moshe the Sefer Hagan. I don't know what that is. It's brought down, and Mishabura brings back Pidim. And all the pots can bring it down. Again, it's not got a Machane Gemara, but I'm sure it brings down Makpidim not to cut the nails on Thursday. Why not? What's wrong cutting on Thursday? Okay, so obviously there's a Chatzila to do on Erev Shabbos because of Kovet Shabbos, we said. But the person knows he's very busy on Erev Shabbos, he won't have a Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. But he shouldn't do it on Thursday. Why not? Interesting Sephora, because the nails start to grow on the third day after they've been cut. I mean, we used to, you know, Avraham Avinu, Yevshtishli Milosai, the third day, one's weaker, but the third day after cutting the nails, that's when they start growing. Very interesting. That's what they bring down. That's what they bring down. They bring down. So therefore, lots of Shabbos, so what? So the main of us. So why is that reason not to come on Thursday? Because it'll work out, the Shabbos will be the third day, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And it's not covered Shabbos, as Mishmur brings it down, it's not covered Shabbos that they should start their regrowing on Shabbos. That's the ending of it. It's brought down in the poskim. Yeah. That's Thursday day. Thursday night, it belongs ready to Friday. Now, what's the Gabba cutting the hair? Does it apply to the hair as well? Yeah? Does it apply to the hair? The Gabba, does this Indian apply to the hair, not to cut the hair on Thursday? So the Taz writes, it applies to the hair as well. Oh, but the poskim, it's interesting, the poskim don't bring it down, which also does not bring it down the Gabba the hair. A haircut on Thursday seems to be different. There's rise from the Gemara. The Gemara says that a melech used to have a haircut every single day. Melech mustapa b'chol yoyim. So it must be they grew. As they're bringing the poskim. And Ochazach, and also the Anshei Mahamad, we mentioned earlier, the Anshei Mahamad cut the hair on Thursday, the covered Shabbos. So you see, klar, that the haircut is okay. And they say the Matzias is that one cuts one hair, it grows straight away. So Lechayra Lemaisa Hamakbid, the one who's Makbid, if added there's a Mokum to Makbid, the Taz writes applies to the hair as well. There's a great Mokum Lahokul, the Steemus Apostium, they don't bring down this Taz, which doesn't bring down, seems that they take on Lekula Lagaba the hair. The Behetiv already brings down as Cholkim on this Taz and the Amakilim. Now, let's work out two scenarios, what one would do, going back to the nails. Erev Shabbos, for example, was Rosh Chodesh. One doesn't want to cut the nails on Erev Shabbos, because it's Rosh Chodesh. Or let's say one's very busy on Erev Shabbos, and one can't do it Erev Shabbos. Or let's say Yom Tov, Shavuos fell Erev Shabbos. So one can't cut the nails Erev Shabbos. What should one do? So one's a well-planned out person, and one has a choice when to cut the nails. What's the best time to do it? Is it better on Wednesday or better on Thursday? Better Wednesday or Thursday? Is it better on Wednesday because you haven't got the thing of the 3 days? Because Thursday's got the problem that third day will be Shabbos. On the other hand, Thursday's nearer to Shabbos. So when should you do it? When should you do it? So it seems in the poskim that the best thing to do is on Wednesday, Taka. So if you're a well-planned person, you know in advance, you're going to cut your nails, and you can't do it on Thursday, you can't do it on Friday, then the best thing is to do it on Wednesday. To be able to this in your Seif Hagan.
Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, no, that belongs to Thursday, L'chayra. they will grow already it wouldn't be good on Wednesday night. It's not an Issa, but the Makpidim. A Koponim, so it's better on Wednesday. Shaila is what would be, that's one case I want to discuss. And the other case is, what happens if, like probably most people would forget, and it comes Thursday, and he wants to cut his nails, the covered Shabbos, they're already getting long, but tomorrow's a Chodesh, or whatever, tomorrow's too busy, he can't do it. Is it better to do it on Thursday and let the nails start their growing on Shabbos, or is it better to wait till afterwards, to wait till after Shabbos? Which is better? Which is more covered Shabbos? Is it more covered Shabbos to cut the nails on Thursday and have the problem of them regrowing on Shabbos, which is, the Poskim don't like it? On the other hand, they'll have short nails for Shabbos. Or is it better to have the nails longer and wait till Sunday? What would Oilam say? When I saw that, I didn't find any right to it. What's more Mistava to do? How long they are? I'm not that you should do it on Thursday. I'm not, especially if it's long, like David says, if it's long and it's a get of nivul, then in Chanama, then certainly, even if it's not, Lemaisa, there's less covered Shabbos. I would say it's less covered Shabbos to have long nails than to have the nails regrowing, which we just about understand what it's all about. So that's Mistaba, that's the choice to do. Just one more point. Tvila b'mikva. Shmuel doesn't bring it down over here. His meramaz it in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, as it's got a makor. Again, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyav, but it's the Sefer Kedusha, and the makor is an Arizal. I mean, it actually comes from the Zohar Kodesh. The Arizal was makbid to Tovel Erev Shabbos, up in the Zohar Kodesh, that Rav Nuna Saba would Tovel in a Noha every Erev Shabbos, brought down the Shlach Kodesh. So I just want to summarize what I've just spoken about. We discussed about the inyan of Hacholos Shabbos is not a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. The one who does it gets schar, the one who doesn't do it doesn't get punished. What's the ideal time to do it? The ideal time is Friday. The best, very best time is after Chatzos, but before Chatzos is also a good time. Thursday is only if one didn't have a chance, if it's going to be too busy on Friday, then we could do it on Thursday. We discussed cutting the nails and cutting the hair. We were melamed zchus on the oilam. We only cut every second week because that's the derech. In any case, is to cut every second week, and whatever it is, if a person's nails don't grow fast, every third week. So it's only if you're in a week where you hold to be cutting nails, then you should do it on the erev of Shabbos. We spoke of Yulachos's inyan not to cut on Rosh Chodesh, and we said there's a shaila whether it applies to covered Shabbos and of various minhagim, and. And some are makbid even if it's Erev Shabbos not to cut on Rosh Chodesh. And then we said about the Sefer Hagan, brought down the Poskim not to do on Thursday because that can be a problem of regrowing on Shabbos. And whether it applies to the hairs and achleikas, and the Poskim generally are makel, most Poskim, the hair cut on Thursday is fine. And then we discussed if a person has a choice of doing it on Wednesday or Thursday, then you should do the nails on Wednesday. But if it's a question of Thursday or Sunday, then you should do it on Thursday. Yeah.